Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, April 24th, 2026. Last Friday in the month of April, 14 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan. The other day, as many of you know, actually a week ago yesterday, Jack Kellogg was the first recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award at the 51st Annual Harding Day Dinner from the Marion County Republican Party. He is the longest-serving mayor in Marion history, tied with Mayor Scott Schertzer at 16 years. And we got to speak that night with Mayor Kellogg for about 3 minutes. But I was curious, what does Mayor Kellogg think about what's going on in the world now? What does Mayor Kellogg think about getting the award? What does Mayor Kellogg think about what's going on in the city of Marion? So this past week, I ventured over to Mayor Kellogg's home. He graciously invited us in, as he always has with the media, and we've got about a 14-minute interview with one of my favorite people, one of the nicest, most media-friendly politicians you'll ever want to meet, Mayor Jack Kellogg.
Scott Spears, WGH Talk Radio, here with the longest-serving mayor in Marion history, Jack Kellogg, in his home today. Mayor Kellogg, thank you for letting us come over and speak with you.
You're welcome. Glad you're here.
Mayor Kellogg, recently you received the Republican Lifetime Achievement Award at the Harding Day Dinner. What was that like?
It was quite an honor. Probably one of the biggest honors I ever had is getting that. I look back at what I have done for the Republican Party, and I've held almost every office in that thing. And over the years, many years, and I enjoyed working for him and got along great in there. And I just couldn't believe it. I was honored to get this. But I'm the first one to get this, and it was really neat.
You know, Mayor Kellogg, I always talk about this on the radio. You always spoke to the media. I'm sure sometimes you didn't want to, and sometimes you didn't like our questions, but you always gave us time. Why was it important for you to speak to the media?
Well, I think my mom and dad taught me that. Don't like people. When they want to ask you a question, answer it the best you can and be happy. And if you're in trouble, change what you're doing and correct it and improve it so you'll be higher up.
You never saw the Democratic Party as an adversary. Some people today, I think, do. Why was your attitude different?
Well, because I worked with people all the time. I dealt with people who had problems, and I had to solve that problem with those people. So I could, I just learned a lesson to how to start out with people and work with them to get their attitude changed. And it worked for me with my Republicans on the council. You know, I only had one term with Republican control on council. Was always controlled by Democrats. And, you know, for them 2 years, I had a harder time with the Republicans wanting me to do things that I didn't want to do. And so I learned a lot in there, too. So, but it's just dealing with people, talking to them, and getting on their side, and then getting them, making them get on your side, and just working it out. And it worked for me.
I know you don't have any inside information or anything like that, but you certainly, if you live in Marion, you know today that the city's in some financial trouble with the auditor of state. We're waiting to hear what's going to happen there. The city's in debt. This is a city that you helmed for 16 years as the mayor. What do you make of all this financial stuff?
Well, it very boggles my mind what's happening, how it started. I mean, I got a couple ideas, but I don't know. But I never would do anything if I didn't have the money. I mean, and the auditor, Bob Kramer, always told me, no, Jack, you can't do it. You don't have any money. Or you got so much money to spend, and that's all you can do. And so I always worked at it hard that way, that you did not spend more than you had. And I don't know where the problem was or how it's happening, but we got to get it resolved and get started in the right direction.
If you were mayor at this time, what would you do with these mounting financial troubles?
Well, I'd find out what caused it, and then go to that point and get rid of some of the stuff that you did, and get rid of it and stop doing it, and try to get something new coming in to help get the finances straightened out. But they got to do it. They got to stop. They got to what they did wrong. They got to stop. So somebody knows.
Mayor Collins has been in about 2.5 years now. I know, again, no inside information, but what do you make of the job he's done?
He and I have always talked, I haven't talked to him too much here lately, but he and I, he's always talked to me good and asking me a lot of questions, and I try to always answer them the best I could for him. And I just hope he can get things straightened out to satisfy him and satisfy the people, Mary. But we got to get this resolved. This is bad for the community, and we got to get it resolved and get straightened out on it.
You recently made some news. You endorsed Ben Weber for the 86th District representative spot. That's become a very contentious race. Why'd you endorse Ben Weber?
Well, he stopped here a number of times, and I have talked to him a number of times. And I like what he's thinking, and I like his attitude and his way he's campaigning. And I just think that's one I really like over the lady.
Where do you think we're headed, Marion, as a city?
It's really hard to tell until they get this money situation straightened out and find out where it really did happen, how it happened. And then they're going to have to work hard to correct it, and so it don't happen again. And they got to get it where it stopped and it's going the other way. I hope it is now. I don't know for sure, but I hope it is.
What advice would you give to somebody on city council? Because you were also on city council for a number of years.
Well, study everything you're doing, and know what's going to happen if it is passed or if it's not passed. What's really going to happen? How much money are we really talking? And can we afford to do this? If we can't afford it, call it off right now. Stop it. And suffer through it, because we got to get it stopped and we got to get going the right direction.
You have a big birthday. We talked about this coming up here in June. You'll be 90. What are your thoughts on being 90?
Well, I want to make 90. And you know, when you get mine started probably about, I don't know, 78, 79. Probably about 80. It started slowing me down a little bit. Had this pain, that pain, and my eyesight's horrible. I can't see, and I can't drive now, and just stuff like that's happening. And here I am in this big house, me and my dog and I. We're here all together, but we're having a good time, but yet it's hard to. Hard to do everything. I can't go places that I like to go to, and it's just tough getting through it, but I'll make it.
What is your wish for your 90th birthday?
Just have a good day. Just, and people want to stop by, wish them a happy birthday. Enjoy it. Live on busy street and toot your horn, and I'm going to be happy to have a 90th birthday.
When people see you now and recognize you as a former mayor, what do they say to you?
You don't look like you're 90 years old, and we appreciate what you did for the city and did for us, and how great we got through everything, and I'm still going and happy about it.
What does that mean to you to hear that at this point in your life?
I think it tells me that I did things right, and I enjoyed it, and I would. My feeling is I don't want to do anything wrong and get in trouble for it, And I would hope I just continue this way for the rest of my life.
You know, the other night at the Republican dinner, I asked you, what does it mean to be a Republican now? And you said you weren't really sure anymore. Do you think it's changed?
Oh, yeah, it's changed a lot. But I don't know really what... I'm very unhappy with what I see. And I'm unhappy with stuff I get on an email. Just horrible stuff I'm getting from Washington, D.C. and stuff. And I just don't... And there's so much bad stuff going on, cheating. And you don't know if it's a good note or it's on there or not, or if it's some criminal somewhere sending stuff to you. And so I've just been kind of ignoring stuff that I should not be, but I am.
You know, it's very interesting. We have a gubernatorial race coming up this year. Vivek Ramaswamy probably will be the Republican candidate. He has a primary coming up, but it's looking good for him. And Amy Acton looks like she's going to be the Democratic candidate. Who do you favor in that race?
Well, I'll stick with the Republican.
I'm going to stick with Ramaswamy.
Yeah. Yes.
A lot of people are not happy with him who are Republicans. What do you think that's all about?
Well, for one thing, he won't reply to you. But everything you get in the mail, he's waiting on you to do this and do that. But you do this and do that, but he never knows it. So I don't think he's working close with his group, and some of his talks are not truthful.
What do you make of the fact that we're going to have a first? We'll either have the first non-white governor or the first female governor.
Oh, I have no problem with that. Either way.
You know, we've never had a female mayor of Marion.
No.
Do you think that's odd?
Yes, it sure is. And I just think they don't want to run and they don't want to put up, you know, get into trouble with running and stuff. But no, it'd be nice to have a female governor or mayor.
Mayor. When you were at the Harding Day dinner, you were around a lot of the current politicians. What do you make of the current group now of Republicans?
Well, I think we're pretty good. Yeah, I'm happy with them. Yeah.
What do you think the future is of the Republican Party?
I think we will survive, and but we got a lot of changes we got to make. But first we got to decide what are we going to do in the world? Where are we standing in the world? What is the future of the world? And it doesn't look good.
Well, we certainly are living in interesting times. President Trump is at the helm right now, and I think his approval ratings are at an all-time low at this point.
Right.
I know you were a Trump supporter, are a Trump supporter. What do you make of his job right now?
Do something, but quit bragging all the time and not getting anything done. But just, he says he can win this war. Well, win the war or get out of it. But he just talks too much, and some of his sayings are not 100%, I don't think.
Is this the person you voted for? Is this what you thought you would get?
No, I thought he would be a better one. But, you know, in one way, he's good, and he's come up with a lot of good solutions. But we got to get this war over with. And either, I don't know who's right or who's wrong over there, but we got to get that thing resolved.
You know, it's very interesting. A lot of people have always praised you for working with the other side, working with the Democrats. Did you ever vote for a Democrat in your life?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll vote for a Democrat, sure.
Now, a lot of people today in the partisan world we live in would think that's unheard of, that a Republican would vote for a Democrat. Why didn't it matter to you?
Well, there's a lot of good Republicans and Democrats out there. And, you know, if there's a good Democrat running or a bad Republican, why shouldn't you?
What is something people who know you from your public life, what's something people don't know about you? They think they know everything about Mayor Kellogg. What don't they know?
I don't know. I don't know.
As you approach your 90th birthday, when people look at your tenure as mayor, how do you hope they remember it?
That I did a good job and did the best I could and ended up in doing quite a bit for Marion. I really did. I got a lot of things done for Marion, and I'm just happy I did that.
The recipient of the Republican Lifetime Achievement Award here recently at the Harding Day Dinner, and a man who was always willing to talk and still is at nearly 90 years old now, a couple months, Mayor Jack Kellogg. Mayor, you're one of my favorite people. Thank you so much for letting us come in today.
Okay, very happy to have you here, and come back.
I certainly will. Certainly will. Mayor Jack Kellogg.
The one and only Mayor Jack Kellogg, one of my favorite people. It was good to go over to Jack's home and visit with him and get those thoughts from him. Jack has always been that way, always speaks out, always a good guy.
I think so, yeah. I think that was a good interview there.
And Jack, he was just, come over. I called him up and I said, hey, would this day work? And he said, yep, I got something the other days, but that day's fine. Just go ahead and show up. Jack, very, very good guy. Anything surprising in that interview to you about what Jack had to say?
Well, he wasn't exactly sold on Vivek. You asked him about the gubernatorial race, and then, you know, asked him about that, and he just laughed a little bit, and then, you know, I guess I'll stick with the Republican.
Well, and by the way, the phone lines are open 30 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. Now, there's a guy for the history books, Jack also, Kellogg.
I agree, yeah. I think Jack Kellogg deserves more than what he's gotten.
No, he's above the fray. He never really had a problem with the media. And, you know, he had some bad treatment by the media, by the way. Do you remember the Christmas kerfuffle that he got into a few years? Well, a couple of years. Well, you probably weren't alive when that happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, what happened, if I remember this right, see, he had made this Christmas decoration in the front yard.
Oh, the elephant.
Yes, it was the elephant pulling Santa Claus on his sleigh, which obviously is for the Republican Party. And when he went out one day, somebody got a donkey, which is the Democratic Party, and put the Democrat in front of the elephants in his front yard. So he thought, I'll one-up them. So he took the donkey and put it behind Santa Claus's sleigh being drugged by a rope. Well, this did not go over well with people driving down the boulevard seeing a donkey being drugged behind the elephants and Santa Claus with a rope. They didn't think that was Christmas fair. So the newspaper, Marion Star, back in the day when people read it, took a picture of that in his front yard and talked about the mayor getting pranked and he shouldn't have done that.
Well, I don't think they should have put a donkey in his yard, so, you know, I think it's fine.
I don't know. It was funny. It was a big flap.
Sounds funny.
And it just goes to show you, mayors have been taking it on the head for things that don't have to do with politics for years and years and years. But he's a classic guy. Classic, classy man.
Oh, I also do think it's funny that he Trump's talking about how he can win this war, and then Jack Kellogg goes, all right, well, then win it.
Well, that's the thing about Jack. I mean, Jack's clearly a Republican, but he's going to give you his honest opinion on things, and I think that's very important.
Oh, also said that Trump should stop, like, bragging about everything.
Well, I think a lot of people believe that. Again, the phone lines are open here today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, Mary Ellen Withrow, Jack Kellogg, that era of politician, I just don't think we're going to see that again.
Well, I hope we see it again.
Well, there are some people who I would put in that mold, but it's a very small group now. You always have the ability to become it, I guess. But will you fulfill it? I don't know.
I think if you work with the other party, I think you'd get a lot done.
Well, I think also Jack Kellogg did not take himself very seriously. You know, I think Jack did those Christmas decorations. Jack also served the Spam sandwiches on Groundhog Day morning for years. And, you know, I think he's participated in almost every fruitcake toss we've had, I think except one. You know, he's just that guy. At 89 years old, he was out there last year on that cold fruitcake night tossing a fruitcake. That's Jack Kellogg.
Yeah. I think Jack Kellogg is nice. Wonderful man.
Nice man, good guy.
He should run for office again.
What, 90?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think that's...
I think it'd be fine. I'd vote for him.
Well, what do you make of his endorsement of Ben Weber? We haven't talked about that race this morning.
Well, I think that the endorsement from Jack Kellogg does mean a lot. I mean, there are... I mean, typically speaking, I don't think endorsements mean a whole lot, but I think that to have, you know, the long... I guess you the tied service... 16-year mayor, tied for longest with Schertzer. I guess Schertzer's tied with him. He came first. But nonetheless, you know, I think, I mean, Jack Kellogg still got a lot of popularity around here. I mean, especially, I mean, like, I mean, he got the lifetime.
First ever.
Yeah. So, I mean, I...
Only person to get a standing ovation that night was Jack Kellogg.
Well, that's good. I don't know exactly what he said. Unfortunately, I wasn't there.
There wasn't really I think he just said thank you. But it was when he was announced as the recipient.
Oh,
that
well.
People found out he was there, and it just standing ovation.
I can believe it. Jack, well, popular fellow. Still is a popular fellow.
I just think Ben Weber, I don't even think it's a race anymore at this point. You know, there was a point where I thought Weslin was doing very well, like December and January, and then I think Ben started to campaign, and then it became what I thought was a close race. I'm not even sure, as I was talking with Christian this morning, I'm not even sure it's all that close anymore.
I also don't know that it's all that close anymore. I think that, you know, I mean, I don't know, smart money's on Ben. Smart money's on Ben.
I mean, if he continues to pound her like he's pounded her the last couple weeks, and she apparently has no answer to it, except to go to social media and say, look what they're doing to me. This isn't true. Look what they're doing to me.
Well, I don't know that that's a good tactic. I think you're just making it more known. I mean, people who didn't see it before are going to see it now.
Ben Weber's game here, from the yard signs to the billboards and all the right places, to the television ads professionally done, to the endorsement by Tracy Richardson, to the endorsement by Jack Kellogg, to the flyers that he's put out. You know, just very, very, very effective.
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, I
don't even know what she's doing anymore. It's almost like she's become... I mean, every so often you'll see, like, a denial about something. But
they were both at the Republican, the Harding dinner, right?
They were. But have you seen, I mean, are her signs disappearing and his just gaining? It seems to me like I don't see much about her anymore, but I see him everywhere.
I don't know. I think I probably see about the same amount of Weslin Davis signs as I always have, but I think that Ben's signs have just picked up. I think that there's just more of them now than there were.
And I also think, again, Ben, all the Republicans who I've talked to say the same thing. If they say they're voting for Ben, they will tell you why they're voting for Ben, and it's usually they like Ben, they think he's the best person for the job, but they always slip it in that they don't like her. Now, if you ask people why they're voting for her, they don't say they hate Ben, they dislike Ben. They just tell that they think she's the best person for the job. But like even Jack said, what was his answer? I think he's better than the lady.
Yes.
So, you know, all candidates with an unlikability problem are always running against that. And she has burned bridges with people like Tracy Richardson. She's burned bridges with people like Jason Schaber. And I don't think she understands the what that does to you.
I don't think burning bridges is ever a good strategy. I mean, if you're going to burn bridges, I would do it choosingly. Very, very sparing.
I don't know. But in what is what I thought would be a knockdown, drag-out affair...
I think more people should just disown Trump at this point. I think it'd do them well. Do them...
I don't know in this area if it would. I don't know if in this area. Now, if you're running statewide, maybe. But I think if you're running in this area, I don't know if that's... I don't know. I think it's fascinating.
I'm excited to see what
happens. Well, she lost to Tracy Richardson by 20 points. You think it's going to be much closer this time?
I mean, Ben was endorsed by Tracy Richardson. I think that Tracy's people are probably going to vote for Ben.
So you think it'll probably be about 20% again?
I'd say so.
Christian said this morning it'd be a win for her if she could get down to like 12%. Losing by 12%.
Well, that's rough.
I just think
that, well, I mean, a loss is a loss in my mind. I could lose by like two votes and I still lost the election. I'm upset either way.
By the way, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And you know something else that seems to be a problem with her campaign? I thought she would try to expand it, but it's always like she's playing to her people. I don't think she ever makes the appeal to anybody outside of her core group. I think she relies on them to defend her. She relies on them to protect her, and that's why she says, oh, look what they're doing to me. There. Look what they're doing to me. You know, well, now you've drawn lines. I don't think Ben responds to anything.
I also don't think Ben has responded to anything.
Right. I think when she goes after him, he just doesn't respond. He just keeps campaigning.
He just keeps on keeping on.
Right, because why would you want to draw a line?
I don't know. Well, I don't know why you'd want to even bring it up. I mean, you're just bringing more attention to it.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you're going to repost it to be like, look what they're saying. I mean, now there's two of those posts.
I'll tell you what, she really got bent out of shape about that open borders thing. That flyer that he put out. Yeah, because she donated some money to...
$20.
Yeah, somebody she knew. Listen. There's a saying. You know, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. It's out. That flyer has went out. Now you're calling attention to the fact that that flyer is out there. You can try to correct it, but you're correcting it with your people who were probably going to vote for you anyway.
Yeah, I don't think that was a good. I don't think that was a good move.
Now you're just alerting your people that there's a possibility that maybe you're for open borders, according to Ben Weber. I don't get that tact.
Yeah, I don't think it was a great move.
But do what you want, I guess.
I do think, you know, $20. I mean, come on. I think that you could probably cut her some slack on $20.
I don't know if it becomes about that.
Well, I mean, I understand. I guess it's...
Oh, and I think there's a commercial, too. I think there's a commercial where they... I hope I'm right about this. Where Ben's got her in there with AOC, I think, in the commercial. I don't know. There's something like that.
I don't think they're the same.
I don't think they're the same, but I think we're talking about effective commercials put together by a firm, I guess.
Who decided to put this commercial together? Like, why?
I don't know. I just see them all the time. They're every... If I'm seeing them all the time and I'm not in the 86th district, that and the Robert Sprague commercials. Good Lord. I haven't seen this man in... I don't know. The Robert Sprague commercials, I think, are very interesting. You seen those?
I haven't seen any ads.
Oh, you got to watch these things. They are entertaining. They certainly are entertaining.
Ben Weber have a YouTube channel?
I don't know.
He posts a lot of his stuff to, clips to Facebook. I figured you could just post those to YouTube also.
You know, I have no idea. Does anybody have anything to say 42 minutes past the hour? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. Now, what about Stephen Wolf in this race? Oh, here's one of these commercials.
Well, Stephen Wolf has done just about nothing, it would seem.
Oh, look at this. Here we go again with the memes. Well, again, I don't know. Seems like something you wouldn't want to do, but I guess you never know. Okay, here's Ben Weber's spot, I think. See if we can play this thing. Oh, never has somebody labored so much. for so little. Here it is, Ben Weber.
A son of Ohio, representing the heart of Ohio. As an attorney, Ben Weber went to bat for Buckeye job creators who keep our economy strong. Weber's worked with state leaders to craft conservative legislation, protecting economic freedom, our Second Amendment rights, and the sanctity of life. Now, Weber's ready to lead, to fight for our families, slash property taxes, and make Ohio's future affordable for Ohio's children. Where Buckeyes live, Weber works. Ben Weber for state representative.
See, I think that's an effective ad.
I mean, it's just like every other political ad I've ever seen in my life.
Right, which are effective.
I mean, so yeah, I guess. I mean, yep. That's about what I figured it would be, I suppose.
I mean, do you think that's effective?
I mean, it's a good ad, I suppose. Yeah, I mean, that's about what I would see in a political ad. So, I mean, obviously they know what they're doing with the political ads.
I'll tell you, he is all over the place.
Well, that's how you do it.
Yeah. Got a lot of energy. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have anything to say. We would love to hear from you. It's going to be an interesting race, I guess, to say the least. I did not know that the Right to Life PAC endorsed Ben Weber.
I also did not know that, but it doesn't. I mean, I don't know. I guess they could have endorsed. I'm sure they both are pro-life.
See the things you learn as you go along here.
Well, that's how you do it. You know, you gotta keep it informative, I guess.
Well, you know, I don't know. I think it's very interesting. Very interesting how this is all shaping up. Now, see, I don't see anything on his page about...
Well, he's just campaigning.
He's just campaigning. But I think if you go to Weslin's page, it's more of defensive mode. You know? Now, I could be wrong about that. Well, she's got a commercial. You want to hear her commercial?
Yeah,
we'll
sure.
Be fair.
I like commercials.
Got to be fair. Let's play the Weslin Davis commercial. I have not seen this one on it. I really haven't. But okay. Let's see what it is.
Weslin Davis doesn't pick easy fights. She takes on the ones that matter. Property taxes, data centers. While her opponent took their money, Weslin Davis took a stand. She's fighting for the home front, stopping tax hikes and out-of-control spending. Because when costs go up, we pay the price. Some took the deal, Weslin Davis took a stand. Conservative Republican, Davis delivers.
Okay, what do you think of that one?
It just seems like another political ad, I guess.
So, who do you think's got the better ad?
I do think Ben Weber's ad probably better.
She mentions Ben in her ad.
She does. She does. Yes.
You know, I just don't know. Anyway, whatever happens, happens, I guess.
Well. Not much more time left.
No, not a whole lot. 13 minutes. 740-383-9944. Oh, here it is. This is the ad I was looking for, I think. I think this is the one. You see? Oh, Lord. Does that play?
It looks like just a picture.
I guess it was just a picture. I don't know. So, apparently there's some ad that says something... I don't know. What is it here? The ad says... See, she goes into the whole thing about Ben. But, the you know, Davis... What does that say? Backed? I can't even see what it says.
Yeah, I don't know. Davis, backed. I do see the backed, yeah.
It's paid for by Ben Weber for Ohio, I know that. But that's, you know... Picture of Joe Biden and AOC. I knew there was something there.
Maybe it says radicals. I see CALS at the end there, and I see an A. And Biden's, like, you know, the whites of his, like, shirt, you know, kind of block off the other ones. I think it might say Davis-backed radicals.
I don't know. You know, whatever. But it's ugly. And whatever happens, happens, I guess. At least we played one of each.
Well, that's good.
But he's out there.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's been busy.
All right. Again, phone lines are open if you'd like to weigh in. 740-383-9944. And again, I want to thank Sherry Brown for the handwritten letter. I thought that was very nice.
Yep.
Very, very nice. Just like George Washington and John Adams, who wrote letters before him, and all the great politicians. You know, this is why I'd never want to run for office. These things that happen with Heather Hill, with Ben, with Weslin, it's just all ugly.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, but Ben hasn't really done anything or said anything about Weslin, I don't think. I mean, I guess there was the whole thing where he said that, I don't know, something about dark money, apparently.
I don't know. Let him fight it out till I guess we get to, what do they call it when you're out there pounding the pavement?
Oh, yes. Knocking on doors.
Knocking on doors. I assume that helps.
You think a front porch campaign would work? I want to go back to a front porch campaign.
Well, who's going to come to your porch?
I don't know.
So you got to have people coming to your porch. That's the success of a front porch campaign.
Yeah.
People. If nobody's coming to the porch, what's the point?
I mean, I understand I'm not Harding, but, you know.
Yeah, he was a state senator. Or he was a senator. No, he was a senator in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was also fooling around at that time. That man, I'll tell you, he just had his own little
kind of
pick
of
the God almighty. You know, he was always had his hands in something else.
I think he just tried to do too much. He's just doing too much.
How many women did this man need?
Like four, apparently.
Apparently. And he was writing letters to them all. I don't know how he ever got any work done as state senator.
Well, maybe that's why there was really nothing to beat him over the head with. Maybe that's why they were like, well, I mean, Harding's kind of a safe bet.
How did he get things done as president? He was having affairs with young girls in the closet at the White House.
Yeah, I don't know how he got anything done there.
Yeesh.
Went after the radio people, though.
He certainly... Well, he was a newspaper man.
Well, you know, he could have regulated the newspaper.
Done like a whole... Well, spoken and done like a true newspaper man. Go after the radio people. I don't understand him, President Harding, a lot. I think he did a lot of good, but boy, he had a massive flaw in his personal character.
Yes,
and he also had a... He had some massive flaws in his... I don't know. It seems like he was a little vindictive.
I think his judgment of character wasn't quite there.
Well, apparently he surrounded himself with people who were all questionable.
Well, yeah, because apparently none of the, like, scandals of Harding's administration had anything to do with Harding. But, like, there were, like, three scandals. You know, you can't put in all these people who just scandal, 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 scandal.
Well, I don't think he was watching the door. He had his eyes on other things.
A little preoccupied.
Little preoccupied, that man. I don't know. It's sad, because that's our president from here. But, you know, maybe the people in Arkansas feel the same way about Bill Clinton, and the people in Massachusetts feel the same way about Kennedy, and, you know, people who had their little picadillos. So many of them had affairs that we know about. LBJ had affairs. Eisenhower had affairs. Clinton had affairs. Trump had affairs. Harding had affairs. Roosevelt had affairs.
I'm sure that, well, it would seem like at least 50% of them.
A lot of them. But it doesn't seem to affect your job, you know, because some of the better presidents had affairs, but some of the worst had affairs too.
Well, I mean, I don't think the affairs have anything to do with the running of the country. I mean, I think it's a character issue, I guess. But, I mean, it has nothing to do with...
No politics. Wife ever left, though.
Well, I'm sure they like being first lady.
Well, I think, yeah, there's a lot of power that goes with being Mrs. John Kennedy or Mrs. Franklin Roosevelt or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think Hillary is Mrs. Bill Clinton, though. I think she became her own entity.
I'd say so.
So, we talked about Tucker Carlson earlier. Oh, I like this one. 1 in 5 people consider themselves to be psychic.
Yeah, I
think that's a great story.
I know some people who think they're psychic.
But you don't believe in the psychics at all?
Not really, no.
But 1 in 5, that seems like a lot of people.
You know, I don't know how 1 in 5 works, because, like, is it like 1 in 5 people who believe in...
1 in 5 people believe they possess psychic ability.
Yeah, but is it like 1 in 5 people who believe in psychics? Because, I feel like, you know, I don't feel like that many people believe in psychic abilities. So, like, I mean, 1 in 5...
1 in 5 not only believe they possess psychic ability. But you know what? We did this topic on The Exchange the other night, and 1 in 4 believe they had psychic ability. So, I have to believe that's probably right. What are the odds?
Do you believe in the psychic abilities?
I don't know. I don't believe I have psychic ability, but I certainly have seen some strange things.
Yes, at the very least, I can say that I'm sure I am not psychic.
Right, but beyond that, I can't condemn anybody else who believes they are psychic.
I mean, if you go predicting the future, I guess, then honestly, I mean, more power to you.
Does anybody possess psychic ability or believe they have psychic ability? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
I know somebody who claims that they saw the whole, assassination attempt on Donald Trump before the assassination attempt on Donald Trump.
Oh.
Yep. I think they're nuts, but you know, we can just forget about that.
Like they dreamt it?
I guess, yeah.
Maybe they should have called the White House.
Said, "Hey, man."
Or called his campaign, something or another.
Well, you know, I don't think that they thought it was going to happen, and then it did.
How about this? Here's another quick story before we run out of time in this hour. Too much maxing on looks. People, did you know about this?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's like maximizing. Apparently, society is starting to feel that too much time is being spent on maxing on their looks, and that people should go back to doing things halfway, like they used to. Apparently, I was reading about it, there's a whole trend, I forget what it's called, but where men are beating themselves with a hammer in the face to make their chin look more chiseled.
Yeah. Whoa. I don't think we should be hitting ourselves in the face to get some chiseled chins.
Because they want a chiseled chin.
I don't think that's worth it. I feel like at some point, like, I mean, you can do, I don't know, like, there are things you can do that I guess most people would say make you look better that are good for your health.
But you don't believe that people are doing more maxing on their looks now? Of course they are. Botox, hair coloring.
Well, I'm not
tanning.
I'm not a fan.
Hitting himself in the face with a hammer.
I wouldn't do any of it.
Fake eyelashes, eyeliner. Men wear eyeliner now. The Vice President of the United States has eyeliner.
Allegedly.
Well,
he denies it.
Okay.
but I tend to agree.
I mean,
he's got eyeliner.
People do go Pilates and everything. I mean, people do creams and. People are obsessed with their looks. Absolutely obsessed.
I agree.
So, should we go back to doing it just halfway?
Well, I don't know that you should do it halfway. I just don't know that you need to be extreme about it.
I just don't care. You know, I mean, it takes a lot of work and a lot of time away from other things you could be doing, hitting yourself in the face with a hammer.
Yep. Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. I can't see how this is beneficial to you.
What kind of person would be attracted to somebody who tells them that story? They hit themselves in the face with a hammer to make themselves look better.
Maybe you don't.
Well, that's going to come up at some point, I would think. You know, those chips don't just stay in your face that you're knocking off your jaw. I think they float around.
Well, yeah.
So what if they clump somewhere else?
Well, it could, I guess.
nose jobs, plastic surgery.
I think it's more likely that it'll just, like, fuse back. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. But, I mean, like, I know somebody who had, like, a broken ankle or, like a chip out of their ankle because they played football. And they didn't do anything about it. Sometime down the line, I don't remember how long, they had to have surgery on it because it, like, fused back to the ankle and started, ankle bones and started causing issues there.
See? But people gotta stop. Just show us what you really look like.
I think that's, yeah.
That's all I want to see. I want to see what you really look like.
Well, I guess if you do the whole look maxing or whatever you called it, then I guess that is what you really look like now. It's just
no, that's not what you really look like, because at some point at the end of the night, the wash rag comes out. And you start wiping that stuff off your face, and you feel a fake tan.
Makeup?
Fake tan? Eyeliner?
I don't think a fake tan comes off. I think it's just...
Oh, some does.
Well, I mean, it'll,
the rub-on tan.
There's rub-on tan?
Oh, yes.
Well, I knew they had, like, you know, the whole fake tans, but I thought they was just like a, like, you know... I thought they just, like, burnt your skin, and it was like, hey, man, look at that.
No. Listen, we got a whole nother hour. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Rae?